Billionaire's Daring Wife. Chapter 01. Billionaire's Daring Wife. Chapter 1. My fiancé was. Jessica Sandgren hid in the closet and watched the naked man and woman kissing through the crack. She was stunned and her mind went blank. She knew clearly that the man was Simon Capon, who she loved so much. That she was willing to give up everything. And the woman was her good friend Louise Sandgren. Yesterday, in order to surprise Simon on his birthday, Jessica deliberately told him that she couldn't come back to celebrate his birthday because the plane was delayed. In fact, she came back early, hiding in the closet with a cake in her hands and intending to surprise him. There was indeed a surprise, but it's Simon who surprised Jessica. Jessica was shocked rather than happy. "Baby, I really love you." Simon kissed Louise and mumbled. Louise stroked Simon's hair and said, "Since you love me, Simon, will you marry me?" "Of course, but we have to take it slowly. First, you have to restore your identity as the second daughter of the Sandgren family, and then I'll help you become the movie queen." After Simon finished speaking, the whole room was filled with their moans of joy. Jessica, who was hiding in the closet, clenched her fists and tried not to make a sound. Simon's conversation with Louise revealed a great secret to Jessica. Simon said he wanted to help Louise restore her status as the second daughter of the Sandgren family. Louise's surname happened to be Sandgren, the same as Jessica, and Jessica's father was very good to Louise and her mother. Jessica was thinking it over and she thought she had figured it out. 3 years ago, she was the most popular young actress in S City's entertainment industry. But for Simon, she gave up everything and gave all the resources she had to Louise. Only now did she realize that they were taking advantage of her. Louise, her friend, was her half-sister. Her father lied to her, as well as her boyfriend and her best friend. Everyone treated her like a fool. Jessica ran out of the closet while Simon and Louise were taking a shower. She tried to comfort herself that what she had just seen was an illusion, but she was heartbroken. "I swore that I would take revenge too. You betrayers." More than an hour later, Jessica came to a bar. She wandered around the bar, looking for a man. Since Simon cheated on her, she would cuckold him. She wanted to take revenge. Jessica rejected all the men who tried to flirt with her and looked into a corner of the bar. Timothy Landy took out his cigarette case. He took out a cigarette, looking around with his sharp eyes. He always felt that someone was looking at him, but he couldn't find the person. He was annoying. Ray Waldow, who was sitting next to Timothy, looked at the text message from the bank and said excitedly, "Mr. Landy, I get the money." Timothy only raised his eyebrows slightly and he didn't care about it. He's a professional debt collector. Not long ago, he took on a request. The owner of a clothing factory owed the creditor more than $500,000. The creditor said that as long as they could get the money, they would be paid 30% of the total. Just during the day, they got the money and the creditor paid them as he said. "Come on, have a drink and celebrate our success." Ray filled Timothy's glass with wine. Just as Timothy was about to drink, a pair of slender hands covered Timothy's hands. Billionaire's Daring Wife. Chapter 02. Chapter 2. Good Taste. Simultaneously, both of them looked up at the owner of the hands. Even though the lights in the bar were dim, Ray and Timothy couldn't help but curse silently at first glance. This woman is more like a vixen. "Hey guys, are you looking for women? You know, those who are good at moaning on bed and sex." Jessica had a seductive smile. She had always been confident in her beauty. She targeted this man as her prey after searching in the bar for a long time. She surprisingly found his appearance far exceeded her expectations. Since Simon could sleep with Louise. 3:09 p.m. Who was not as beautiful as her, Jessica would seek a mate who looked more handsome than Simon. Timothy narrowed his eyes with some dangerous thoughts, and he did not push her away as usual. Instead, he grabbed the woman's hand and pulled her into his arms. In this way, Jessica sat directly on Timothy's lap. Ray, who sat opposite, looked at them with shock in his eyes. Although many women had tried to flirt with Timothy, this woman was the boldest ever. It was him who asked Timothy out for a drink, but now Ray found himself just like a third wheel. "Timothy, I suddenly remembered that I still have things to do. I'm sorry I have to leave now." After making up an excuse, Ray stood up and left the bar. Timothy did not persuade him to stay. After all, most men would not reject a woman who threw herself into their arms. Besides, Timothy found that he had fancied her at first sight. "The bar is too noisy. Why don't we find a quiet place?" Jessica tried to turn him on by helping him tidy up his clothes. "How about going to my place?" Timothy suggested, gently rubbing Jessica's smooth skin. Jessica nodded. The two, who had only known each other for less than 5 minutes, held each other like a passionate couple and left the bar. Jessica was taken to where the man lived. As soon as the door closed, she was pressed against the wall and kissed by the man. The man kept rubbing himself against Jessica as if he wanted to let her know his rush for her. Jessica felt his desire, placed her hands on his belt and untied it. When they melted together, Timothy's forehead was drenched in sweat. He looked at her with surprise, "Is this your first time?" Jessica didn't say anything but kissed Timothy on the lips. At the moment she stepped into the bar, she had cut off all her options. Now she just wanted to immerse herself into the most primitive feelings of her body, no matter whether it was right or wrong. On their way back to his home, no matter how Jessica flirted with him, he didn't flirt back. But after they arrived at his place, Jessica had never taken the lead. The excessive sexual love last night made Jessica sleep until late in the morning. When she slowly opened her eyes, she saw the handsome face with a closer look and fell in a trance for a moment. The frenzied behaviors of them last night flooded her mind. After 22 years, she just gave her virginity to a man she met by chance. Jessica felt regret for sure. But as soon as she thought of the scene of her boyfriend sleeping with her best friend, the feeling of revenge immediately overwhelmed her regret. Jessica moved a little, and then the man opened his eyes instantly. He gazed at Jessica like a beast locked upon its prey, making her a little scared. Jessica wanted to say something and didn't expect to be kissed by this man. His hot body pressed against her, and then he split her legs. Chapter 3 B His Mistress? Jessica was carried to the bathroom by this man to take a bath. After getting dressed, a burning pain came from between her legs. TM leaving. Jessica glanced at the apartment where the man lived. It was not big, but very neat. "Wait." Timothy stopped Jessica. Facing the woman's confusion, he took out a stack of $100 bills from his wallet and handed them to Jessica. "My name is Timothy Landy. I don't know the trade of your job. If it is not enough, I'll transfer it to you." Jessica froze because of Timothy's behavior. He must have mistaken her for a prostitute. There was no need to explain. She took the money from Timothy, said thank you and left. Anyway, they would never meet again. Timothy watched Jessica leave and followed her, strangely. He couldn't explain how he felt. He simply didn't want this woman to leave like that. Jessica entered the elevator. When the elevator door slowly closed, a hand touched the door and it opened again. Jessica fixed her eyes on Timothy, confused. The man asked, "How much do you want for a night?" The woman frowned and Timothy entered the elevator. There was a great pressure in such a confined space because of him. "I mean, I have some savings. I'm gonna keep you." Ahem, keep me. Jessica choked on her own saliva because of Timothy's words. A surprised look appeared on her pretty face. Don't you be afraid that I'm a liar? It costs too much to keep me. Suddenly, she didn't want to explain to this man that she was not a prostitute, but she was a little curious about what he would do. Why don't you try it? Timothy was thinking in a simple way. As long as he made money faster than this woman could ask, he might be able to keep her for the rest of his life. Jessica looked at Timothy as he was an idiot and finally gave him her phone number. He did a good job that night. Anyway, she had slept for one night with him and didn't mind sleeping a few more times. Maybe she should invite Timothy to her house so that Simon could know what felt like when his girlfriend had sex with another man. After leaving the apartment, Jessica sat on a stone bench by the road and took out her cell phone to call Mrs. Kimmy. It was quickly connected, and Mrs. Kimmy said in unbelief, "Damn it, is it Jessica yourself?" Jessica chuckled, her seductive foxy eyes extremely beautiful. "Mrs. Kimmy, I'm back. Come back." Mrs. Kimmy paused for a few seconds, then screamed, "You mean you're going back to the entertainment business?" "Yes." Jessica was very sure. She had been out of the entertainment business for 3 years. She thought she had a perfect lover and a good friend. Last night, she realized that she was like a fool. Her lover cheated on her with her best friend, and she did so many stupid things for her bestie. She felt disgusted at the thought now. As soon as Jessica hung up, Simon called. Jessica hesitated for a while and finally picked up the phone. "Jessica, you should be back from a business trip now, right?" "Yes, what's wrong?" Jessica tried to resist the impulse to drop her phone and said calmly. Chapter 04. Chapter 4 He would definitely. "It's fine as you have come back. I was just worried that something would happen to you on the way. By the way, there's a scene in which Louise keeps on trying. It happened to be a traditional costume play that needed the heroine to wear a veil on. Go and help her. She was filming in the rain the day before yesterday, so now she was out of condition. You have finished your business trip. Do her a favor." Simon ordered and didn't feel anything wrong with what he said. "Then let the stand-in do it. Louise has more than 10 doubles." Jessica sneered secretly. It was because she had done so many stupid things for Louise that everyone thought she was taken for granted. Now that she knew their hypocrisy, she would no longer be used foolishly. "Jessica, you know that this series is important to her and our company. It will have a great impact if anything is criticized. She is your friend and an artist in our company. You should help her either for us or you help her." Jessica sneered and replied, "That's right. I have to help her." Jessica deliberately emphasized the word help. After saying that, she hung one up. After she knew all the truth, she would help Louise. Everything Louise had taken from her hands would be returned tenfold. Jessica called Mrs. Kimmy again and told her everything. Kimmy was annoyed. "Why is that scumbag so shameless? Is Louise worthy of you as a stand-in for her? What the hell? How can she be so shameless?" "Mrs. Kimmy, calm down," Jessica was not furious at all. "Don't tell me you really want to be her stand-in." Mrs. Kimmy grew angry. If Jessica hadn't left the showbiz, how could Louise be in this position now? Jessica smiled. "Since I'm back, Louise is an enemy to me. I'll go and be her stand-in later, but I won't be foolishly used anymore." Hearing this, Kimmy relaxed. "So you seem to have a plan. Well, I hope that you can help me bribe the reporters to get evidence in the film set." Louise said that she had never used a stand-in in the series. Before Jessica could finish speaking, Mrs. Kimmy became excited. I understand. Lee. It was common to make an embarrassing event in showbiz. Louise was now a popular actress. As the saying went, stand tall and fall hard. She used a stand-in when filming such a vital series. If that was known to the public, although she wouldn't be banned, her career would be affected for a while. Also, Louise is Simon's woman. Help me find some paparazzi to stalk them, then I can have evidence to show when I break up with them. And my father and Louise's mother, stalk them too. Kimmy had been curious about Jessica's sudden return, but after hearing her words, she immediately understood why her attitude had changed. It was fine if Simon and Louise were adulterers. Now that Louise might be Jessica's sister, no matter who it happened to, it would not be easy. Jessica, don't worry. I'll help you. Thank you, Mrs. Kimmy. Then she took a taxi to the scene of Louise's filming. Chapter 5. That's the woman I met. Mrs. Kimmy was very efficient. As soon as Jessica arrived at the filming site, she saw a man glancing at her a few times and making a V gesture. Jessica nodded slightly and walked inside. Jessica, you're here. Louise ran towards her happily and held her hand with excitement. Go put on your makeup. The director has urged me for a long time. The scene you'll shoot only needs eye contact. You don't have to say anything. Jessica nodded and followed Louise into the dressing room. If you gave a person candy every day, that person would not always thank you. HT. But once you stopped giving her candy one day, she will hate you. So Jessica just kept a smile on her face, even if Louise didn't plan to express her gratitude at all. Jessica thought in her heart, Louise, do you think I was willing to be fooled by you and Simon? When Jessica and Louise entered the dressing room, Ray, who was leaning against a big stone pillar with a cigarette in his mouth, said in a surprised tone, Mr. Landy, was she the woman who spent an exciting night with you? Timothy, who had been playing with his phone, looked up at Jessica and Louise in the distance. He saw they walked into the room arm in arm, and recognized one of them was indeed the woman who had had sex with him. Timothy's eyes suddenly turned cold and he ordered Ray, go investigate that woman. I want to know everything about her. Me? Ray asked, pointing at himself. Is there any problem? Timothy raised his eyebrows slightly. Ray shook his head and immediately went to investigate. Looking at Ray's figure, what happened last night became clearer and clearer in Timothy's mind. He still remembered the woman's smooth skin and how she trembled beneath him. Even Timothy was aroused when he remembered her voice, which was like a kitten. That woman was definitely a vixen. Timothy said to himself, damn it, I fell in love with a vixen at first sight. Timothy was a little annoyed thinking about what happened last night. He opened the cigarette box and took out a cigarette. Before he put it in his mouth, an extremely excited voice came into his ear. Young master? I don't expect I can meet you here. Timothy looked at the man who was in his early 20s. That man was dressed in a suit and leather shoes, looking like a successful businessman. You've mistaken me for someone else. Timothy's tone was faint. Hearing Timothy's words, Jesse felt so anxious that he almost cried, young master, how could I have mistaken you for someone else? Even if you turned into ashes, I could recognize you. You have. Shut up. Timothy got up and walked out. Jesse wanted to follow him, but he was stopped by Timothy's fierce and sinister eyes. Don't follow me, and don't tell anyone to see me here today. Jesse had always been afraid of Timothy. Even if he had disappeared for several years, Jesse's fear of him had been carved in his bones and cannot be removed. Now that he was warned by Timothy, his mind went blank and he didn't know what to do. When he came back to his senses, Timothy had left. Jesse patted his head in frustration and muttered, "Damn it, I lost him again." After over 10 minutes, Ray found out exactly what Timothy needed. At this moment, Timothy leaned against a big tree, listening to Ray's investigating result. Chapter 6. How dare you cheating? Mr. Landy, that woman is Jessica Sandgren, 22 years old, the daughter of Brant Sandgren, and the girlfriend of Simon Capon, the boss of Thai Company. After finishing speaking, Ray couldn't help but sigh, this woman dares to cheat when she has a boyfriend. What a mess of a rich family. Timothy listened to Ray in silence, but his deep eyes fell on the woman in the distance who was filming with a veil. Although most of her face was covered by the veil, Timothy recognized her as Jessica at a glance. Brant's daughter couldn't be a whore. With the bright red blood stain on the bed sheet last night, Timothy was sure that Jessica would never be a slut. He was curious about what had happened to this woman so that she seduced him so boldly. Even though he was casually dressed in a sports suit, his introverted temperament made him extremely attractive. "Let's go," Timothy said coldly. "Where are we going?" "Mr. Landy, our target hasn't appeared yet." Ray was full of confusion. During the time he spoke, Timothy had already walked away. Timothy said, "To buy some clothes?" Full of confusion, Ray asked again in an uncertain tone, Buy some clothes? Cut the crap." Jessica, acting in the disguise of Louise, certainly did not notice Timothy. Wearing a veil, she devoted herself to her role. However, even if her face was covered, her eyes were full of emotion. The director, who was originally very unpleasant, couldn't help but widen his eyes when seeing the heroine's acting skill. That was great. It was rare for Louise to act that well this time, and that sight was what he wanted. "Very good. This is what I want." The director was very excited at the sight, and the crew members were also surprised at the scene. They were also infected by the mixed feelings in her eyes. Without a doubt, Jessica finished the scene in one shot. When the director said cut, many people couldn't help but praise her. "Louise, your performance is really amazing, and surprises me a lot." The director walked up to Jessica and patted her on the shoulder happily. Jessica didn't say anything and just expressed her joy with her eyes. Just as she was about to come back to the dressing room, she didn't expect to hear a strange voice from the crowd. "She's not Louise at all. Louise has a mole on her arm, but this woman doesn't. You claim that you never use a stand-in in filming, while in fact, you are really hypocritical." For a moment, the expression on everyone's faces froze, and their eyes filled with confusion fell on Jessica, who was wearing a veil. Of course, they wanted to see if there was a mole on Jessica's arm, but she didn't show it to them. The man who spoke walked up to Jessica. His identity as a reporter could be known from the camera in his hand. "What nonsense are you talking about? She is Louise." Louise's agent, Priscilla Gadway, immediately stood in front of Jessica, full of vigilance. Every time Jessica pretended to be Louise, she did it flawlessly. Where did she show her flaws this time? "Oh, what are you afraid of? We just need to take off her veil to see whether she is Louise or not." Chapter 7. Know your body after. The reporter's words were like a bombshell, making many people suspicious. Even the director finally said to her, "Louise, take off your veil." He asked Louise to film this drama for several reasons. Firstly, the Thai group sponsored a large sum of money. Secondly, Louise promised him that she would never use a stand-in in this drama. An actor should have his or her own professional code. The director felt that he should consider changing the female lead if she couldn't even master the expression of emotion in her eyes. Jessica appeared to be in a dilemma and she looked at Priscilla helplessly. Couldn't. However, even Priscilla protect her anymore now. Jessica had no choice but to take off her veil under the glare of the crowd. At that moment, it was so quiet. The woman in front of them was not Louise at all. She only had similar eyes to Louise's. Moreover, someone recognized this woman. Wasn't she Jessica, who quit the entertainment industry a few years ago? The director was so angry that he dropped his phone and left while the male reporter had already recorded the scene and ran away too. The rest of the crew didn't dare to say anything in front of Jessica. Louise, who was hiding in the dressing room, was extremely scared and didn't have the courage to walk out. See? Louise was really caught in a dilemma because of you this time. Priscilla poured all her anger on Jessica and walked quickly to the dressing room. Jessica seemed to be indifferent. She did it on purpose. Sure enough, she pretended to be aggrieved and frightened when she turned around to follow Priscilla in. Jessica heard Louise calling Simon helplessly when she returned to the dressing room. Simon, what should I do? Now that everyone knows about my stand-in, what should I do? Jessica walked into the dressing room and changed into her own clothes. She had no intention of comforting Louise. At this moment, Louise was already gone when she came out of the dressing room. Jessica snorted. She could imagine Louise crying in Simon's arms. Just as she was about to leave, her phone rang. A string of strange phone numbers was shown on the screen. She answered the phone as she walked. I'm waiting for you at the door. Come out quickly. At the other end of the phone, a magnetic male voice sounded. Jessica recognized the person who called her as soon as she heard it. Do you know where I am? Jessica was surprised. Come out and you'll know where you are. Timothy's voice softened a little. Jessica snorted, not believing the man's words. T.I. She walked at a quicker speed than ever. She then saw a man in a suit when she reached the doorway. It was Timothy who said to keep her as his mistress. Jessica had seen and touched his sexy body last night, but it was the first time she saw him wearing a suit. His tall figure accentuated the well-tailored suit and made him look elegant and dignified. Timothy was aloof and introverted, but he still let out a kingly manner even he wore a suit. How did you know I was here? Jessica glared at Timothy. Her facial features became more and more charming with her vivid expression. Especially her pair of eyes as a fox's, which were exceptionally bright, seemed to be ready to seduce the man's soul at any time. Can we change our topic? After Timothy finished speaking, he took out a bank card and handed it to Jessica. Jessica narrowed her eyes. What do you mean? Chapter 08. Chapter 8. His eyes were blinded. I will keep you as my mistress. It is all I have. Of course, I will work harder to make more money in the future. Timothy's eyes were full of sincerity. Especially, when he said keep, Jessica was blushed. She thought this man was just talking, but she didn't expect him to be serious. Our relationship is a one-night stand. I don't want to be kept. After Jessica spoke, she planned to leave. One step ahead of Jessica, Timothy stood in front of her. Next, he pressed Jessica against the wall. Jessica was angry at the man's behavior. However, Timothy stuffed the bank card into Jessica's hand and said in an extremely determined tone, "If you dare to refuse again, I don't mind starting the second one-night stand. Now, Jessica." Seeing Jessica's obvious shocked expression, Timothy kissed her on the forehead. I'm busy now. I'll come to you later. The man strode away after speaking. Jessica looked at the bank card in her hand and then at Timothy's back, speechless. She put the card in her wallet, and just then, Simon's call came. "Jessica, hurry up to the company." After Simon gave the order, he hung up the phone with a bang without giving Jessica a chance to speak. Jessica had known why Simon asked her to go to the Thai company, but now the enemies were in the open and she was in the dark. Therefore, she had to pretend that she didn't know anything as before so that she could alter the situation. Once Jessica failed, she would lose everything. Simon and Louise, the two bitches, would be even more fearless, and the inheritance that belonged to Jessica, the daughter of the Sand Grand family, would also be divided. In less than 30 minutes, Jessica came to the Thai company by car. As soon as she reached the door of Simon's office, she heard Louise crying and Simon scolding. "You can't do anything. What's your use? I have hired a group of trash." Inside Simon's gentle appearance was a restless and disrespectful heart. A few subordinates were scolded harshly by Simon. Jessica pushed the door open, and Simon's expression was slightly restrained. "Get out. What's wrong?" Jessica asked Simon, who was in a rage. "Who provokes you?" Simon said angrily, "Look for yourself." Then he handed the phone to Jessica. Jessica looked at the report on the phone about Louise using a stand-in today, and then she understood. She didn't expect Mrs. Kimmy to be so efficient and make it a trending hashtag. Jessica secretly cheered. How did it happen? Who wants to hurt Louise? Jessica's expression was filled with anger. She looked even angrier than when she herself had a negative news. Simon and Louise worked together to deceive Jessica for a long time. Both of them knew that Jessica was a stupid woman. Jessica was so stupid that even if she was abducted, she would count money for the criminals. Therefore, when Simon saw Jessica's angry expression, he was not surprised. But they didn't know that the backstage manipulator was Jessica, whom they thought was a pushover. "I wish I have known." When mentioning the uploader of the video, Simon gritted his teeth with hatred. "Jessica, what happened today was because you made a mistake, right? The company has already organized a crisis management team. You can go over and tell the reporters later that you suddenly wanted to act and begged Louise as a good friend. Louise was too embarrassed to refuse, so she allowed you to act." When she arrived, Jessica had already thought that Simon would definitely ask her to take the blame for Louise. But now hearing such ruthless words come out of his mouth, Jessica could only feel that her heart was torn apart. Bloodily. Once she took the blame, she became the reviled target of the public, but Louise became a righteous angel who could sacrifice everything for friendship. It was the man she had loved for 3 years and was willing to give up everything. Her eyes were really blinded. "Simon, why am I always the one to blame if Louise makes a mistake? I'm going to be your wife. Is an actor in your company more important than me? Or, is Louise more important than me?" Tears welled up in Jessica's eyes and her anger turned into a grievance. At this time, she could not tell whether she was acting or really wanted to cry. Louise is an entertainer that the Thai group supports. As long as she has a stain, it will be fatal to the Thai group. "Jessica, you don't work in the entertainment industry. What's wrong with taking the blame for your good friend? It won't affect you much anyway." Chapter 09. Chapter 9. Whatever you want. Simon was vexed about Jessica's attitude. She was too selfish. Louise, who was crying bitterly, sniffed and said, "Simon, don't blame Jessica. It's my fault this time. I'll go to the press conference later to apologize for my mistake. Don't argue with Jessica. Because of me." Louise looked so pitiful that she was like a victim. Her words made Jessica feel disgusted. LL. Jessica didn't know what to say, but she was depressed because they force her by high moral standards. She was too stupid. How could she like Simon and make friends with Louise? Seeing Jessica hesitating, Simon knew that Louise's words might work. "Louise, go out first," Simon said. Louise hurriedly left Simon's office. When there were only Jessica and Simon in the office, he directly hugged her into his arms. "Jessica, I know it is really unfair to you, but Thai company is everything to me. I can't destroy it just because of Louise's mistake. You know, Thai company is on the way up, so we need your help." Simon's voice was soft and full of helplessness. "I wouldn't have let you sacrifice if there is enough time." Seeing Jessica hesitating, Simon knew that Louise's words might work. "Louise, go out first," Simon said. Louise hurriedly left Simon's office. When there were only Jessica and Simon in the office, he directly hugged her into his arms. "Jessica, I know it is really unfair to you. But Thai company is everything to me. I can't destroy it just because of Louise's mistake. You know, Thai company is on the way up, so we need your help." Simon's voice was soft and full of helplessness. "I wouldn't have let you sacrifice if there is enough time." Jessica tried her best not to push him away and leaned against his chest. Silently. "I love you very much, and I know you love me. Could you please help me this time? When it is over, I will compensate you," Simon said affectionately, but Jessica sneered in her heart. He claimed that he loved her, but he had sex with Louise many times. Jessica felt that if she didn't speak again, she might be about to vomit because of the discussion. "How?" Jessica, who had never made a request to Simon, asked him directly. Simon was shocked. But Simon quickly replied, "I can give you whatever you want." Jessica gently pushed Simon away. "Okay, I'll help Louise, but it will be the last time." Simon achieved his goal and wanted to kiss Jessica in her forehead, but she avoided it. "I'm a little tired. I'll take a rest first. I'll be there when the press conference starts." After Jessica finished speaking, she entered Simon's lounge. Anyway, the lounge was in the office. And Simon didn't say anything more. Jessica closed the door of the lounge tiredly. The next second, however, she became excited. Jessica told Mrs. Kimmy about the things after Louise's substitute was exposed. And they were discussing their next steps excitedly. On the other hand, a man in a black suit stood in front of the French window of the single apartment and looked outside. He was on the phone. As soon as the call was connected, a man said in surprise, "Oh, is me hallucinating? Is Timothy that call me? Do you want to investigate Brandt's daughter, Jessica, and her conflict with Simon and Louise?" Timothy told Jacob directly. "Damn, if you need to help you will call me. But you ignore me after things are done. Do you think I'm a condom?" Jacob's tone was filled with unhappiness. "What?" Although it was only a word, Jacob still felt scary. "Give me some time and I will give you the answer, Timothy." Jacob's attitude changed so fast that he was almost like an actor. After Jacob finished speaking, he hung up the phone. Half an hour later, a document was sent to Timothy's phone. Chapter 10. Chapter 10. Was it wrong to look? Timothy opened the document and began to browse it. His deep pupils were glistening. He deleted the document after reading it. With a sneer on the corners of his lips, he took out a cigarette and bit it in his mouth. His eyes were so shrewd and penetrating that it was impossible to know what he was calculating. Half an hour later, Simon knocked on the door of the lounge, reminding Jessica that it was time to go to the press conference. Jessica then followed Simon to the press conference. As soon as she reached the door, she saw Louise and her agent sitting in front. Louisa's eyes were red, and she looked so pitiful. She looked so frightened in the face of those aggressive reporters. When a microphone almost hit Louisa's face, Simon, who was walking with Jessica, immediately rushed over and threw the reporter's microphone to the ground. "Is this how you reporters interview celebrities?" After seeing that he was the CEO of Thai Group, the reporter did not dare to argue. Jessica watched coldly as Simon publicly defended Louise. She felt as if her heart was pierced by needles. The bone-chilling coldness spread from her feet to her whole body, and her hands clenched into fists. The more Simon wanted to protect Louise, the more Jessica wanted them to go to hell. Jessica sat next to Louise, and sensible reporters put their microphones in front of Jessica. "Excuse me, Miss Sandgren, are you the one who begged Louise in the name of friendship to let you perform, so as to indulge your passion for acting?" "Jessica, you know very well that Louise must personally perform in filming. You deliberately threatened her with the ground of friendship. Do you want to ruin her?" Seven or eight reporters asked questions together, and Jessica waited until they finished asking. Jessica then answered, "I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't expect that because of my sudden whim, it has such a big impact on Louise and even Thai Group. Yes, I begged Louise to let me perform for a while as I love performing. You all know that I used to love the stage very much." After the press conference was over, Louise, who had been silent all along, said gratefully, "Jessica, thank you." Jessica felt so disgusted looking at Louise's hypocritical face. She said coldly, "This is the last time I take the blame for you." Louise looked at Jessica's back and wondered why Jessica seemed to have changed since her coming back this time. What Jessica said at the press conference was quickly posted on the internet. The title was, "The Rich Calls the Shot. Miss Sandgren Ruined a Female Celebrity." For a moment, it caused quite a stir on the internet. Many people looked at the headline and then watched what Jessica said at the press conference. The image of Jessica being the firstborn of a rich family who was arrogant and willful was conjured up. While Louise became a young and innocent lady who dared not resist the power and sacrificed everything for friendship, Jessica flipped through a few pages of the report and kept smiling faintly. In the entertainment industry, there was a trick called destroying a person after pushing them to the peak of their career. The higher a person had reached in their career ladder, the more embarrassed they would be when they were knocked down. Jessica put away her phone and left the Thai Group. As soon as she reached the door, she saw Timothy standing in the most conspicuous spot and was looking at her. Jessica immediately walked up to Timothy and asked in a low voice, "Why are you here?" "I said I will come to you. Besides, is it wrong for me to come to my woman?" Timothy looked at Jessica in front of him and asked with raised eyebrows.